Okay, it's Erev Yontif. It's Erev Yontif, Yom HaKodesh, it's Aseres Meitshuva, Yigimol Midas, Tashlich, Kaparis. So there's a lot of stuff to do. And sometimes there's so many things to do that we don't concentrate on what the yisod of this entire time is, which is the avod of tshuva. So we're going to learn something. We'll cover this last few weeks. I want to learn Foshim Kippur, and we're going to learn something very, very practical. It was hard for me to choose. I gave Jeff this last night some papers from the Be'er HaParsha, that from the tzaddik we learned from a little bit last time, and if you have a chance, take a look at that. It's a tremendous amount of chizik in it. But I opted. Maybe it's the old Litvish yeshivish part of me that opted to work on a small maimer of tshuva, of practical hadrache in the avod of tshuva, from the shiurim of Rabbi Elia Weintraub. This maimer that you have in front of you, from the sefer Chaye Yosef, is actually the notes of a very, very choshev Talmud Chacham, Rabbi Yosef Chaim Ochian, who was a Talmud of Rabbi Elia, who was Nifter, a young man. And there's a sefer that was put out in memory of this Talmud Chacham, Rabbi Yosef Chaim. And there are notes of shiurim that haven't been published yet from Rabbi Elia Weintraub. We've learned some of his shiurim in the past, but these are notes from a shiur that he gave before Yontif. And very, very simple and very practical, and I just feel that that's something that we need to focus on right now. So let's learn. Hine ha-hanocha ha-rishona b'zeh. Again, this is a shiur from Rabbi Elia Weintraub. Hine ha-hanocha ha-rishona b'zeh. He imras Chazal. Chazal say, it's a famous Chazal, everybody knows, Pischuli Pesach kechudo shalmachat. Hashem asks each and every one of us to do our best to make an opening, a little opening, even if it's a tiny opening, like the eye of a needle, to make a beginning, to do something. Vani eftach lechem kepischa shel ulam. And if we do that, then Hashem will respond by opening up for us a tremendous, tremendous opening, like a big room, like a big hall, shagolos ukrainius yichon lavabo, so big that you can have a lot of wagons and traffic going through it. So we've all heard this maimer Chazal. I think everybody also heard what the Kotzke said about this, that the Pesach can be a tiny little Pesach, it could be Shechul Shemachat, but the main thing is it has to be an opening that penetrates through and through. It goes through the entire head of the needle, or else you can't pass anything through it. So it could be a tiny opening, but it's got to be real. It's got to be a tiny but real opening that penetrates to the depths. So Mavua, the Pu'ula Zu Sheha'odam Paseach Afila Kechud Shemachat. This pu'ula that a person does to open even kechudu shel machad, there is a siba lam shachas siyata d'shmaya kezu noira. We see that Hashem responds to our effort in opening. When we open that Pesach kechudu shel machad, then the siyata d'shmaya that we have, the unbelievable siyata d'shmaya that we have, ashehi sheloy l'fi hamida klal, is way beyond. Way beyond anything that we deserve. So all Hashem is asking of each and every one of us is to make a tiny opening, and then He'll give us the ability to carry something out in a way that's way beyond our own kaiches, our own investment. Shloi lefi amida klal, vein lo nefshar zafilu lamazay. So we don't even have to measure such siyata d'shmaya. Let's try to mivar this inyan. He can be imazu nimsa pesach hakisha lakol mahalach hayom neroim. Because if we understand this unbelievable, this offer that Hashem Zbach makes to us this time of the year, we'll be able to find a way to come into the avodah of tshuva. He namis bainen bepinkas hakabolah shel ha'altamik dekelm. That's all. We have Baruch Hashem. We have in print, we have a number of documents of Kabbalahs that the Alter from Kelm, that the Alter from Kelm made before Yom Kippur, during his Esmei Tshuva, that he accepted upon himself different years, different Kabbalahs. So if a person looks into the Pinkas of these Kabbalahs, of the Alter from Kelm, Yira Inyan Haton Biura, he'll see something that requires some explanation. Ki b'machshava rishaynis hayinu oimim she'ika kaitiv havaydis ha'tshuva hi tipul b'chatoim prat achar prat. B'machshava rishaynis, when a person thinks about the avodah of tshuva, and when you look at the machzer, and you study, which everybody should do before Yantav, when you study the Machzer and you look at all the Al-Chaits, so there's an itemized list, Prat Achar Prat, Ukefi HaMafurat B'chol HaVidui HaOruch, as we see in the long Vidui, in the Hashem LeBaganu, and then Al-Chait Shechatom El-Fanecha, and we go through the Al-Chaits. And we understand that the requirement is for us to study this list and to think about where we fit into that list. If there are any other particular things that are wrong in our lives, most likely they could be somehow connected to one of those categories that we find on the list. If you don't find it in there, then there's some extra al-chaits from the chidak and from other tzaddikim, where you for sure will find your chait, unless you're very, very creative and original. It should be on one of the lists. So you would expect that the ikka avodah tshuva should be, as we were taught growing up, or I was taught growing up, was to go over the list and to try to feel, to acknowledge, to be honest about that particular chait, and to, as a result of entering into that al-chait, to feel regret, and hopefully that through that feeling of regret, we'll be able to come to a better year of working on these aveiros. So that's the machshava rishona. Klabi kol davar davar v'nidme shibliza, and it would seem, we would think, Shabaliza, without doing this, what I just described, then how could I possibly expect to be Zaycha in Yom Kippur, to be forgiven by Hashem, if I don't go over the list and itemize my personal avayers and ask for forgiveness and commit myself to repairing these things? How could one be Zaycha in Yom Kippur? What's fascinating is that when you look in the Kabbalahs of the Alter from Kelm, Kimat, he's not Isaac in this at all. He does not discuss in his personal, these are his personal Kabbalahs. He didn't write these for publication. We have Pinkasim of the Alter from Kelm, and he Kimat does not talk about specific particular Averis. Shechutz mi timhoin levav, with the exception of timhoin levav, that we're in a state of bewilderment and confusion, lo dibra al shum chait meharishima. The Alter does not speak about, in his Kabbalahs, any of the particular chatoim on that list, in the vidui that we have in the Machzer. He doesn't talk about them. So probably right now you're thinking, well, he doesn't talk about them because he wasn't guilty of any of them. But you have to realize that the tzaddik on his madrega, he analyzes each of those al-chaits, and even though when it comes to you and I, we were also not guilty of many of those, most of those, in a very, very obvious and trust way. But there are madregas, and even though the tzaddik is much, much greater than people like us, nevertheless, on his madrega, we would also have expected to see that he would have marked off and discussed some of these al-chaits. But he really doesn't. Vehemet ikur rikus koiches anefesh b'avodas hatshuva. But rather, when you look at the Pinkasim from the altar, his Kabbalas, we see that his avoda of tshuva really revolved around b'chol mine Kabbalas ktanais, little Kabbalas, to try to fix what would seem to be very, very minor infractions that don't even make it to the list of the Al-Chaits. Shlechayr b'shidchiyas nidme shehem shulayim lagamre b'sugis ha-tshuva. There are what appear to be tiny little inyanim that b'shidchiyas on the surface seem to be almost, it's not like you have lahavdil. You're having you're into the best kosher, la kosher steakhouse in the world, and you order the whatever the 88-ounce house steak with all ramish on the bone, off the bone, whatever. It's the biggest steak that was ever made. They had to kill like two cows for your steak, and also. Also, the steak comes with a little, on the side has a little salad or something. Which, in the fancy places they don't put really good stuff. So it comes with a little salad. So what's memorable and what's important is the steak. You didn't go to that steakhouse so you could have some spinach or or tomato. You went to the steakhouse for the steak. So what's strange is that the Altar from Kelm in his Kabbalas, it seems to be talking about like side dishes, like coleslaw. I mean, when it comes to, on his level, when it comes to things that needed to be fixed in his life. But as far as the steak, as far as the meat and potatoes of what's wrong in one's life, the Alta doesn't seem to be talking about that at all. He's focused on kol minei kabbalas ktanai, shulachayur b'shitchiyas nid b'shem shulayim, like side dishes. They seem to be almost... I'm going to say they're not important, but certainly of much, much less importance. The sugis ha-tshuva. Obamas, the truth is, Rebellia says, that yesh kan gisha nifla, that what we're looking at in the Alter from Kelm's Kabbalas, we're getting a taste of the wondrous mahalach of Rabbi Sol Salanta to this whole sugi of tshuva. Yesh kan gisha nifla al pi havana amuka ma'od b'koiches v'nivchei nefesh, that reveals a very, very deep and remarkable understanding of all the koiches and nefesh and the complexity of the human condition, of the human spirit. U'b'atzam, ikar hashita yaz the Rebbe Yisrael Salanta zatzal. And of course, the Alter from Kelm is following in the footsteps of his Rebbe Yisrael Salanta. And the Alter from Kelm is expounding upon this teaching, this mahalach of Rabbi Sol Salanta. Let's try to clarify what is it that's so amazing about this, and what's the chiddush here, and how can people like ourselves find mamish achiyas and a mahalach, an entrance, a pesach into the world of tshuva and Yom Kippur. Yisra b'Rambam perek beis mechus tshuva. The Rambam writes medach tshuva. The Rambam tells us about here in perek beis. He's not as focused on the chefts of tshuva. He's talking about the gavra of tshuva. And what is the person, the bal tshuva? What does he do? So the Rambam tells us that medach tshuva is one of the things that he does is mishane shmo, that the bal tshuva changes his name. Claimer. As if to say, whether that's literally, not literally, not going into right now, but he changes his name, as if to say, Ani Acher, I'm Mamish, it's not me, I'm a different person. Ve'eni oisai ish, sh'osa oisna ha'masim. I'm not the person, they're talking disgusting things that happened this past year, I'm not the person that did those things. I'm not the same person. Eini oisai ish, sh'osa oisna ha'masim, the person does tshuva, and he comes to this understanding, And he says to Hashem, I'm not that person. And it's not a game. He's Mishana Shmai. I'm not the person that did those things. Because the name means the person. So he changes his name. It's not me. Now look, you and I are always blaming other people and saying it's not me. But that's not what the Rambam is talking about. This is real. V'adavar ton birur. This needs to be understood. What is this? What's the Rambam talking about? Where does he get this from? To change your name. Kilo, it's not me. How is this Midarchei HaTshuva that Rambam writes in Perek Beis? Umama Shmosadava. And what does it mean? Because the person has this thought that it's not me, I'm mamish not that person that did those disgusting things. And by having such a thought, that's going to help him detach himself, to become disengaged from the chait, from the sin. It sounds like it's a sheker. The person says, I'm not the person that did that aveira. He knows very well that he did do the aveira. Shekein avar alachait. Bir hadvarim heim. But the explanation is as follows. Dine mishu choyle bekama chaloyim rachman litzlan. A person who, God forbid, has a number of sicknesses, has a number of problems. Kayom shtei gishois ech lerapis, I say. The two shitas, there are two approaches of how to cure this person. Achas pshuta, the simple, is poshit. Lageshes ulatapel b'kol choyli v'choyli. To sort of micromanage the situation and approach each individual symptom, each symptom of the that this person is suffering from, velosisloi as a trufa hamiyuchedisloi, and to try to provide or to get a particular cure for that symptom, for that problem, for that issue that is hurting the person, that's affecting the person. V'kach l'salek chayli achrei chayli. And by that, to hopefully attack each of the symptoms and to cure each of them one by one. That's pretty much Western medicine. That's the Western approach, the traditional Western approach to medicine. And the person might have 10 different pills, and each pill is to take care of one aspect, one symptom of this person's state of non-well-being, of illness. And then, of course, then you need pills to fix what one pill messed up, and then a third pill to fix what the second pill messed up, v'chulu v'chulu. And most people die with a pill box in their hand. That's the general Western approach to medicine, to try to focus on each of the individual symptoms and to cure and to address each individual symptom, while usually, again, I'm not a maven any of this, but usually ignoring the bigger picture of what's wrong with the person. That's the second approach. The second approach is really more in the Eastern world, in China and other places in the East. Hashenis he loses trufa klolis v'chazaka. That there is one general treatment, a strong treatment, whether medical or something that's not medical, but here the understanding is that the symptoms are the outcome of a deeper problem, and what needs to be cured, what needs to be addressed, is the problem, the shayrish that's causing this systemic widespread appearance of all different kinds of symptoms. So we need to get to the core. Hashenis he lost his truth for klolis v'chazaka. Shagam im einim etapelis b'ofen mirukaz uprati b'kol choli. Now, even though this cure does not address the particular protem, the symptoms that might be all different types of symptoms, headache and aching limbs, and there could be some infections on the skin, v'chulu. This cure, the second mahalach, is not focusing on those individual particular symptoms. But this powerful cure that addresses the deeper issue, it's able to somehow to bring under control the whole matzav and to soften the whole matzav and to bring him out of danger. Mimela, now that he's no longer in danger, he's no longer deathly ill because of this powerful, more or organic approach. So he's out of the darkness. Let's say he's able to get out of danger and to slowly regain his health. Next page. Kenu gam ken b'avedus ha'tshuva v'ahim hem ha'torah. It's really a very, very big sugya. And he's only introducing us to it. It's a very big inyan. Yeishva ha'tipel hu b'ofen prati b'kol chet v'chet. And this was something that was more effective in earlier times, where there were people that were generally more attuned to Kedusha, and when they were in Negaim and other symptoms that would appear in their lives, they would address each of those symptoms, b'kol chet v'chet, li'ikonis l'shosh, l'hafkiel l'nakos l'gamri, to try to get to the bottom of each of those symptoms and to try to cure each symptom. U'mi'idach, yesh shebinyan hagisha b'zeh hudavkal haderech hashenis. On the other hand, there are situations, and particularly in modern times, where the long list of al chaits generally bring to the cure that person needs. If it's possible, instead of trying to address each of the protim, each of the symptoms, if it's possible to try to find a new way of looking at life, a different hashkofa zachayim, that if that hashkofa zachayim will change, then the entire level of that person's life will be elevated. He'll be taken to a different bracket of health, spiritual health, of course. So then, even if the person has not gotten down to the nitty gritty of that detail, of that chait, of that particular al chait, avalehu kvar chai bireka kaze. He's going to live in a world where those earlier chatoim, the earlier things that he was up to, the mischief that he was involved in earlier, it becomes silly. It becomes ridiculous. In the new sefer from the well, it's already a couple of months old, from the present Stam Rebbe Zogel Zantzain, in the Darchei Noam. So the maimer that he has at the introduction speaks about the difference between a person who lives on the first floor or somebody who lives on the second floor. When you're on the first floor, you see everything from that perspective that is completely micro, tiny, and you're stuck in a web that you can't get out of details that are wrong in your life. The meaning of a ben aliyah, you know, an aliyah in the language of Chazal, like in the end of Bava Metzia, habayis v'ha'aliyah, aliyah means the second story, the third story. It means a higher floor. There's a way of life, lamala lamaskil, there's a way of life that's a higher way of living. A different hashkof is a chayim. That when you go to that second floor, or you go to the higher floors of that building, you just see everything in a different way. I was just on the phone before the shiur started. There's somebody who's before Yom Kippur is having an issue with relatives, with a sister that she's upset with, and son-in-law, and she wants to go into, she wanted to go, I tried to stop her, but she wanted to go into a million details of what this sister said about her, and what the son-in-law does, and what all these prati-pratim, and it's understandable that there's a certain pain that the individual has from all of these prati-pratim in her life, that there are symptoms of a much bigger problem, which I tried to talk to her about, was that there's a bigger issue of maybe sitting down and speaking to the family, of having a conversation, which she, by her own admission, has not done, especially with the sister in over 50 years. So to try to come to a different mahalach, to go up the elevator, to go to a higher floor. And then when you're on that higher floor, when you look down, it looks the stuff that was on the first floor or in the basement. Forget about the first floor. Talk about going up from the basement. The stuff in the basement just looks like creepy and silly and narishkeit. You look at it, it's narishkeit. So Rizal Salanter was talking about was this way of doing tshuva, to lift oneself even by tiny, by you will see how what the altar can come with the Kabbalahs, even by something small, but to try to get oneself to a different floor in his life, to a higher level, a different way of thinking. So by doing that, then harayu kvar chai bereka kizesh kvar liyasem asher osa kodem. In his new way of thinking, in his new hashkaf zechayim, the old way of behaving, it's not that he has to fight against it. It's not that it's a struggle. It's narishkeit. It doesn't have any attraction for him. He looks at it like something which is pathetic, something which is silly, which is small, like a person who became very, very rich and lives a rich lifestyle. And he remembers that he used to handle over 50 cents, you know, at the gas station. He would handle to try to negotiate with somebody. It's silly. It's not rich guy. Ubezeh yofa korach derech zu sheyesh kan hishtaltus klolus al kol hiluch hachaim. No, I missed the sentence. Dov is a nikwa shinui ha'odam. Dov is a nikwa talking about changing the person. V'sha oso sha'ovar la'veir eino oso echad. And that's what the Rambam is referring to. I'm not the same person. So what could we do in our lives to elevate ourselves, not to be the same person, not to be the same person, so that this new person, that this new person, when he looks back at life in the basement, it's not, oh, yivay, how am I going to stay away from that website on the internet? Oy, how am I going to stay away from the being attracted to, you know, having this taiva to talk about to talk lashon hara? Oy, yivay. The question is there a way to come to a higher floor, to come to a different place in one's life, where I'm not the same person? Ubezeh yofa korach deruzu sheyesh kan hishtaltus klolus akol hiluch hachayim. And especially in our times, this mahalach that Yisrael Salant and Alt from Kelman, many other tzaddikim talk about, where it's possible to take hold of one's life, that one simply ascends to a different lifestyle, and that in that different lifestyle, the things that were so attractive to him, the things that mamish made him crazy, that were pulling him down, are no longer relevant. It's not that it's a fight. It's not relevant. It's not relevant. Of course, the whole Arizat Shuvah of Cook is talking about this. Which is not the same. If you're fighting against each of the al-chayt, you're the same person. You're the same silly, pathetic person. But you're a sincere, silly, pathetic person that is afraid of Yom Kippur and is afraid of dying. So you roll up your sleeves and you try to say, okay, here we go with this al-chayt, here we go with this al-chayt, which you've been doing your whole life, and for the most part, maybe there's some adjustments, but for the most part it hasn't worked, because you're the same silly person. And the same silly, pathetic person gets schlepped into the same disgusting, silly things. That's just how it is. Maybe it'll be a little bit better. Maybe you knock off. Maybe you could be proud. At the end of the year, you could look at the al-chayt and say, well, this was better. That one was a little bit better. But for the most part, as long as we're the same people, we have the habit of slipping into the same behaviors. But my rechas achaim yeshlam dvarim ketanim. In life, there are little things. Asherderech b'nei adam lidreis aysam, where people generally, like it says that Rashi brings at the beginning of Parshas Ekev, there are things that appear to be of minor significance, and therefore we trample upon them. We don't give them much attention. Ach lemaise hinem bebchinas alisa al kulana, alis al kulana. But in truth, these things that appear to be little, be'emes, are like the Eishes Chel, alis al kulana, are the highest, mamish the highest. Bechashivusam nechashivus. Zemachm says shebekoichem, why? It could be a tiny little thing. Because this tiny little thing can change the entire mahus, can take a person up from the basement to the top floor, to the top of the skyscraper. Mamish. And he gives an example. Dugma ledover, an example. Ha'odam istoivev ba'olam im hargosha pshuta shel cheskas chaim. You know, there's something that's called the Cheskes Chaim in Halacha. Basically means that if this animal has been alive until now, the assumption is it will be alive a moment from now. But we all know that at some moment that Cheskes Chaim comes to an end. And the problem we have is that we walk around, he says, a person is mistaken in this world with the Hagosha Pshuta that he has from the time that he's in the world that he could remember of Cheskes Chaim. Which means what? It's a Chazaka. It's a chazaka. You know, I've been alive until now, so mistama, I'll be alive throughout this coming year, and I'll be alive whatever until I'm very old, or some reasonable later year in my life, sometime that's later in life, or that seems to follow in my genes, whatever it might be. This is chazaka time. Shafa pisha enenu haroz shakol yom. Even though we see with our own eyes that there are people, there are young people who die of illness and sicknesses, and there are young people get into accidents, and all kinds of things are going on. But a person thinks, it's Rachmanis. I mean, everybody sheds a tear. Look what happened. Last week there was this tzaddik from the Lower East Side that his wife and I think the wife and their future son-in-law, they were killed in a car accident on Route 17. And they were just going like, you know, they were making plans for their daughter's wedding, and they had the chassan in the car with them, and the, I guess the car was there too. Thank God she wasn't hurt, and another child, I think. And this person who spent his adult years on Hatzalah and saving and helping other Jews and so on, now the next thing you know, there's a levaya for him and his wife and the chassan. There's a levaya. And I don't have to give examples, and I don't like to give examples, but everybody knows that our whole reliance upon this Cheskes Chaim is one of the most pathetic things in our lives. He thinks that it's not negayetim, whereas I have quoted many, many times a famous Jewish comedian who said that I know that I have to die at some point. I just don't want to be there when it happens. I just don't want to be there when it happens. So you can go your whole life like that. Ubefat b'shonim hatzeiros yosef, especially when you're still in the younger years, which nowadays, even if a person is 60, 65, compared to the old days, they say, no, everybody, the statistics show that people live to be 80, 85, even 90. You look in the obituaries, people living to be 90, 95, 100, but even when I was younger, you didn't see such a thing that a person lived to be past 85. And so you rely upon the statistics, and you're young and you're healthy. So there are some exceptions. Obviously, there are people that get into accidents, there are people that die, but that's not the usual way of the world. And the person thinks, yeah, there's this chevra of mesim, very old people or people who suffer through tragic sickness or tragedies, whatever, accidents. But that's a closed chabura of a chavras mesim. It's chabura skur la'atzmoy she'nechang k'shurim lo, that I have no shaykhis to. I'm not part. I'm not a member. I don't have a subscription to that chavra, to the chaburas of chavras mesim. I'm not part of that chavra. I don't know why people signed up for that, but there are people who are part of that chavra, but I'm not part of that chavra. V'chein al zeh adarach machshavus shel hevel, sh'odem mamish chai oisam, and there are many other machshavus of hevel that are absolutely absurd, that a person lives with, mibli meisim chayv mamish mevusasim al zeh, and without even realizing it, he bases his entire life upon these havalim. Omnam mabat zeh harei hu kaiver es ha'odem mamish. This way of looking at life, that it's going to go on forever, or you think, that, by the way, you think that, well, if I'd be 85, I would think differently. 85-year-old people think this way also. They think that I'm going to be one of those people that's going to live to 120, 110. That's just how people are. There's something good about that. There's something nice to live that way. But at the same time, Rebelli is explaining, it buries you. Mamish, it buries you. Why? Shechai b'hargosh shosho b'ilus u'mukhzokus al chayiv. Because you go around living with a feeling that you have b'ilus over your own life. That ki'ilu, you're the balabas. And this is chazok al chayev. Memela in a zokuk lola rafeinu, lola baruch aleinu. Therefore, you don't really need. You say the words rafeinu Hashem, and you think about this poor guy there, the one who's part of the Chevis Mason. But it's not nogeh to you because you're fine, and you're fine this morning, and you wake up fine tomorrow morning. There was a guy that woke up fine one morning, and then the next morning he didn't wake up, or he woke up fine that morning and he has a doctor's appointment. It's just a regular appointment. The doctor says we have to have a meeting to talk about some things. No. So that's about other people, but this person who lives with this absurdity, he goes, Mimela, he doesn't feel he needs a refainu, and he doesn't need baruch aleinu. I have plenty of money and I have what I need, and so on. Kelohu muchzakim usuda, because I live in a life where I have health, it's a chazaka, and I have a panasa, it's a chazaka. Ubemis ilo hayo other mashrish me'atzmo kol gisha zu harbevade kol chayva mishtanim menakotzi lakotzi. If a person would be able to uproot this silly way of thinking, to take everything for granted, kilu it's going to be going on, if a person would be mashrish this from within himself, even uproot this silly way of thinking, this immature way of thinking, it would change his life mamish menakotzi lakotzi. So, Rebellion gives an example of how we could do that with a tiny little thing. The way to begin this avoda, breaking that cheskes chayim, not God forbid to become a depressed person who's always nervous, but breaking that cheskes chayim, the way to begin is davka with something small. L'dugma, for instance. In your Kabbalah l'atzma l'zbainan b'rikus v'mesinus Kolpam bebirchas maidim. So he gives an example. Every single shachris mincha marav, a person's makabel upon himself, he's makabel upon himself, Erev Yom Kippur, that every single shachris mincha marav, blineder, he's going to try to think, lezboina berikus, to think deeply, concentrate, ub mesinus, and to take his time, bebirchas maidim. With the bracha of Moedim in Shemoneh Esrei, that we say three times a day, Moedim Alach Loch, to think, to concentrate. If a person lives that way, Chaim Chadashim Legami, it will open up for you an entirely new life. You know, I just read this. I read this Torah yesterday, and it was Hashgacha Pratis. My daughter Chani told us at the Shabbos table. We were discussing this whole Indian about the Al-Khaits and so on, and she said that she had a teacher in 10th grade, I mentioned this the other day at a shir, she had a teacher in 10th grade who recommended, who told the girls that it would be a very wonderful thing if whenever they say Moedim, every time they say Moedim, they should try to think of something good, something that they appreciate that happened to them that day. Or if it's in the morning, the day before, or think something about, just to think about something in your life that you're grateful for. Don't just say the word Maidimach. Think of something particular that you're grateful for, that you're thankful for. So Rebellia says, this type of a change, if we can make this tiny adjustment in life, and that's why the Kabbalahs of Altfim come with these kind of Kabbalahs. Dovarishan Surenu. What does it mean? That first of all, if you say the modem, and you know what you're saying, you know what the words are, and you say them slowly, and you think about the words of modem. Okay, chol she is bonin. So it says, I'm sorry, Mr. Tzureinu, that Hashem, you're the rock. And you lo by the malachim shali. Modem is all about removing this this narishkeit, this insanity from our brains that tells us that kilu we're the bailam of our lives. We're in charge of our lives. That whether we live or die, whether we're sick or we're healthy, whether we have panos or we don't, that it's up to us. We say there. First of all, sereinu ani lo bailam achayim shlishenis miha bailam. So who's the bailam? Chayenu har mesurim biyadecha. Our lives are entirely in your hands, in Hashem's hands. Ukechol shi'es bainin us, and the more you think about it, yikova benavshai shehu birshusa yisbarach. You are now on a different floor. In the basement, you were living in a delusion that your life is yours. And as long as you exercise and eat right, and as long as you invest right and stay away from the wrong foods and bad people and so on, then you will go on and on and on. Tomorrow is guaranteed. So, that's the floor that you are on. That's the basement. With this tiny adjustment in a person's life, which doesn't take more than a few seconds of time in davening, a person can mamish go through a mahapecha, a complete, total, revolutionary transformation in his whole way of living. He's not in the basement anymore. He lives on a different floor. He no longer lives in the basement. The basement that he believed, he deluded himself that he lives in his rishus. Now the world that he's in is called Hashem's rishus. He lives now in the rishus hayachid of the yechidah shel olam, of the bari olam. He lives with God. He lives in God's world. It's no longer his world. He lives in God's world. Now that already is mechayiv you. If you're living in God's world, because on the floor that you're on, God occupies that floor. Until that time in your life, it was an empty floor, it was for lease, for rent, whatever. It was unoccupied. You lived in the basement with yourself, with your family, with your friends, with the rest of the world. But it was your world. You were the balabas in that world. Now you moved into another floor. On this other floor. Because you're saying, because now through Moedim Achshasha Atoshem Akem Surenu Tzurcheinu, everything is Surenu Tzurcheinu. It's only Hashem Achim B'Shem Yedecha. So now the floor that you live on, you humbly look up from that place on the new floor that you're on, and there's the Baruch Shalom. The Baruch Shalom is on that floor. So you're living B'Shusai. It's a different life. You're not living anymore by yourself, or you're not living with this. You're living with the Baruch Shalom. My neshama is a pikad. You give me back in the morning. You didn't have to give it back to me. I might not get it back the next day. Vinei lo naktin. We're only using ella dugma ledavar kol kach yisodi. We're just using a very basic example. Asherav koychai. Look at this tiny little thing that has the tremendous potential of koych lahapa kol tzura sechaim to change our whole way of living. He said, I'm only giving this example, maybe based this example, I'm offering my example that maybe he used, but every person should find their own. This is just an example. Each person, what can cause, what can bring about a mahapecha? And that's what we see in the Kabbalists of the Tzaddikim, of the Alta from Kel. This is a nafkimina that mamish affects the essence of a person's life. What's the cause of all of our avayos? The cause of all avayos is that I'm the balabas, and therefore I'm entitled. And if I want something, I'm going to get it. If this is something, if I would live with looking at the balabas, if I would see that I occupy the same space with the balabas, so then I would have understand how could I shivi sashem like this, but how could I do this disgusting thing? If the Baruch Shalom is looking at me, I occupy the same space with him. So the cause of all of our nefilas, shadam chay besoch tziurim shabayna b'mala atzmo, a person lives with all these pictures that he built for himself in his head, v'chay b'ayf and kilo ena zokik l'akadosh baruch hu, he doesn't need Hashem. V'mela ha-pesach pasuch l'chay kvar, that means that he could do any aveira. I mean, if he doesn't, it's because he's embarrassed a little bit, he has a conscience, he feels bad about it, because it's, whatever, social, whatever it is, guilt, whatever reason he's not doing certain aveyos. But the Lamaisi, he's open game. Because in the basement, he lives by himself. And the same way you have a person and he thinks that just because he goes into the basement when no one sees him, he could turn on the internet and watch whatever he wants. He could do any chait he wants because he lives in the basement. God doesn't occupy the space of his life. He lives in the Rishus HaRabim. He lives by himself, but amongst billions of people, and he just gets lost in the crowd. But the second that he enters into that world of Al Chayenu HaMesur Miyadachim, Val Nishmo Seima HaPekudo Yisloch, HaNishmo Seima HaPekudo Yisloch, Moida Ani Lefenach HaMelech Chai V'Kayam. When he lives with this clarity, that his life is not his own. What does he think? He's doing whatever he wants with it. It's not his life. Hashem gave him a life with a purpose. He lives in the reshus of the one who's the bailam, the true owner. Then he has to think about every step that he takes. How do I adjust my life that my life should be according to the rotson of the bailam? Of the one who owns me, of the balabas. So then, even though he sees that I'm able to, that my life continues, even though I've sinned against Hashem, I've done things that are wrong, he knows that on the Sech Shabbat Yimimon, that Hashem, there are miracles that take, that Hashem, it's a miracle that Hashem is giving me another day. Boy, do I appreciate this day, because based upon my behavior, I don't deserve another day. So this is the greatest miracle of all. But it's a different way of thinking when you live in that relationship, when you live with the Balabas. A person walks on the street from here to there, and everything seems to just go on. So all these people are driving and walking, they don't have these cheshbainis of the balabas. You don't know, it could be that day there was a kitrig, and God forbid you were supposed to die. We don't know what Hashem has a cheshbain, why these people kept alive, or why you're being kept alive. Hashem's wonders and the toivus that Hashem does. Helona should be hisbainus pshuta, but the main thing is pshuta va'akovis. Simple hisbainus. A simple hisbainus, a few seconds in davening, but it has to be akovis, which means consistent, steady, every day, every trilo. Zemishane es kol hamabat alachai. It changes your whole outlook on life. Mameila ha'odam es achai chai machem legamri. You live a different life. As any case, the Western way of doing things, which is to micromanage the aveiras. So there, in micromanagement, you're still in the basement, and you try to knock this down, fix that pipe. That's what he's saying. I once explained, there's a holistic Eastern way of dealing with things. It's called tshuva shleima. Tshuva shleima doesn't mean that you have to become overnight the Chofetz Chaim and the Chassam Sofer. What it means is what Rabbi Eli is talking about here. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter's mahalach of what? Of making adjustments in your life that you can do. They're easy, they're simple, you can do them. But these adjustments will take you to a different bracket, will lift you up to a different mabat, a different way of looking at life. And mimele, in that new, on the new floor that you're on, that you occupy a space with the Bari Olam, those al-chait, they're disgusting, you don't have anything to do with it. What, are you going to steal? You're gonna commit adultery? What is it? Al chait. You don't have no shaykhs to these things. Now we go back to the Rambam. What does it mean to change your name? Kilo, not the same person. I'm not the same person that sinned. That's the whole point of tshuva. To become a different person, and this new person is not interested in those chatoim. A new person looks at those chatoim as being something which are embarrassing and disgusting and silly. Because it means today I'm living a life, and my new way of thinking on the new floor that I'm on, I'm not in the basement, I'm on the 100th floor in my new way of life. It's not shaykh, that chait, it's not shaykh. So we gam have one of my cousins Medrashim where it says in the Medrash, Shemiya Asher Oyved is Oyver, as a Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, Yidei Tshuva, Zeu Tchiyas HaMeis HaMamish. That's why the Svarim say that when a person, this time of the year, when a person goes to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, says Shem Tshuva, Shem Kippur, and so on with Tshuva, it's Tchiyas HaMeis HaMamish. I'm Nivri Yehalelka. It's like being created a different person. That's exactly what we're learning. Now you might not you might not be able to pick up on this right away, that you're like another floor. You might not feel it so clearly. Mashiach came with a person. That's why I don't make fun, God forbid, of any effort that any of us make to try to become better. But you know, like you have like these talks like before Yom Kippur, someone will give a talk that you know, girls cover your elbows and then you'll be able to live another year. Guys, stop chasing you after the girls with their elbows uncovered, and you'll have a better year. Or then you have the Lashon Hara, the anti-Lashon Hara thing, and this and that. These are all wonderful things because these are all derises and derabanan that we have to work on. I'm not, God forbid, making slight of any of that. But the underlying issue hasn't changed. You're the same idiot that you were before. So an idiot talks Lashon Hara. And a person, you're the same immodest person that you were before. So now what, you're going to pull your, for the next 10 days, you're going to pull your sleeve down, you're going to pull your skirt a little bit lower. The mitzias of a person who's tzanua, what does it mean to be tzanua? Tzanua means when a person feels that God is here with me. I'm the rishus hayochid, I live myself with the bari olam. There's a different meaning to tzanias. It's not because I have to save my life and the rabbi got up and all the rebbes and said that we're all going to die unless we're long skirts. When I see that the rest of the world they're not wearing any skirts at all, they're hardly dressed at all, and they're living, and here they're telling me I'm going to die if I wear a short skirt. It's silly. It's not that every effort is a good thing, but you're not getting to the issue. The issue is you live a life that's in the basement, and in the basement, it's all about going after this cockroach and that bug and this fly and that cockroach. That's what the basement is all about. Swatting flies, swatting aveiros. And they come back. They just come back. Because when you get past the Rosh Hashanah spirit, and the rabbi and the rebbe is not standing over there scowling at you, and you're just, you know, having a good time, and it's a nice day. So there you are again, in the basement, because you never got out of the basement. So what are you going to take out your fly squatter over there? You can't get the flies when they're flying around outdoors. You can only get them when they're indoors, you know, in the basement. You can't get them outdoors. That's just how it is. It's a question of getting oneself up to a higher place or a different place. Shinu kavacham reil harizel adam acher. It's a different person. It's really, if you look at the Alter from Kelm's notes, his Kabbalah, that's really the Mahalach over there. Why did the Alter pick that I'm going to try to work this year on having more kavana when I say the first bracha of Shemoneh Esrei? There are like hundreds of, we say lots of brachas all the time. So, because he took this one thing, and by focusing on that and thinking about what that means, whatever the Alter's machshavas were with that, changed your whole life. It means you become detached, separate from that earlier way of life. And this is what Rabbi Yisrael Salanter tried to teach us. However, there's a condition. There's a tnai. I know you have to go to Minch in 2 minutes. So I'll just keep on talking. Ella yesh bezet tnai v'umashe hoyu mechanim bekelm bar samcha, which is very big. If you look at all of the ksavim from the Alter from Kelm, there's seder and to be mesuder and to be a bar samcha. What do you mean bar samcha? Shetia kabbalah ba'ofen shel bar kayama. If you accept upon yourself to have that 10 second as bonus, it means you're a bar samcha. You're going to do it. You're going to carry it out. It only works. It only gets you out of the basement if you are consistent, and if you keep it up, and you're somebody that can be trusted. Ba'ofen shel bar kayama, it lasts. Look at the Aruch HaOlam, Shemachzik Eze, Zman, V'halavai Chayde. It's not like the rest of the world, when you make these all things with the Al-Chaitz and all these lists, that it lasts maybe a little bit, maybe a month. Since we're learning about changing a tiny little thing, but this tiny little thing can change your whole way of looking at life. In Cain, therefore, ilulei maimid, unless it's strong, unless it's solid, unless it's consistent, you just go back, and there won't be any change at all. Tiny little things can lead a person to a whole new avira, a whole new atmosphere, a whole new way of life. It can only happen if it's strong and it's consistent. Now we come back to the beginning. Open up an opening the size of the eye of a needle. And remember the Kotzke said, but it has to be through and through. Pesach haynu b'dover shu sibu l'shinui hakol. We need to find an eye of a needle, but like thinking by modem, but that little eye of the needle has the ability to move to a new way of life, a new way of thinking. Ukemachet b'davka shi'a kemachet azu ha'asuya barzel. It has to be solid, barzel, like the needle that's of iron. Mela al af katnis achud, and therefore even if the opening of the eye of the needle is tiny, alayhu bar kayoma. It's tiny, but it's a bar kayoma, and like the Koska said, it goes through and through. It's a bar kayoma. It's real. It lasts. And that's how we could make these changes. Isa v'Rambam Hilchshuva. We're not going to go into that right now. L'maisa, he just brings a raya. He brings a raya from the Rambam Hilchshuva, and he shows that the Meiri, the lashon of the Meiri, is very much along the lines, in his own words, of what we're learning from Yisrael Salantim Alta from Kelm. Just turn the page over. The last paragraph. Zeh kaveh istaklus amaisis b'mahalach yomalal. This is a practical way of looking at these days of Roshana, Aseret Hamitzvah, Yom Kippur, and so on. L'stakel b'oifen ma'asi, to look at things in a very practical way. L'chapes nekuda, and to look each one of us in our lives for nekuda, sh'adam makir ba'atzma, that you and I know each person is in his own life, knows, shim yisrak esba, that if you focus on this, if you think about it, tishapir kol hashkafos l'tovah, it can be used as a way to change your entire hashkafos achayim. Va'oz, and then, olav l'rakes, and you have to concentrate, lo nirchas kol kachayis esba, and put all of your kachayis into that little thing. L'meila, ze pashut, sh'adam shimishtan l'tovah, that mimela, as a result of that, to a very large degree, that little thing that helps you to get out of the basement, to change your way of looking at everything, will have the practical advantage of getting you out of all of many, many of the chatoim of the sins on the list that you were used to before. It makes a revolution. That opens up something that was shut until now when you were stuck in the basement. And before everything was closed, shut. You couldn't confess your sins to Hashem. You couldn't speak to Hashem in an honest and real way. Now it's already open. You'll be able to feel regret and to begin to work on the rest of your life. The consequences, the results of this type of avodah of tshuva are amazing. Gam even if we're only concentrating on some tiny little things, the results are amazing, amazing results. It changes our entire life. We should be zeichem mitzvah Hashem, each one of us. Tibin echtomim, tabi gemach, simet toib, tibin echtomim la'alta, besifrin shal tzadikim bez Hashem. To understand in the deepest way that we don't have to make these huge, huge, huge changes in our lives to change. We have to make something tiny, something small, something real, and mimela, it's going to change our way of thinking, it's going to change our way of looking at ourselves, of looking at Hashem, and through that we'll have a year that's filled with a closer relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we should have everything that's good in Gashmis and Ruchnis, Lomel Kor Yisrael, Amen.